Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, what is this?
We service several products, ma'am. Can you give me your zip code so I can pull your account?
43615.
And your first and last name?
Letitia Taylor. Letitia Taylor.
Yes, ma'am. I did find an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for me?
706 Pine Valley Lane, apartment 201.
Okay, 1 second, ma'am, while I get the account up. All right, I do see that you ordered a space heater for $9.97 back on the 25th of January for just paying shipping and handling.
Yes. Okay, so why is there a second charge to amount account for $54.95?
Yes, ma'am, because it was an online. It told you by signing up for that space heater, if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, that you would be billed for the online gadget store, which is a membership to the best gadget store on the web right now. And it does have a $125 gift card in the account that you can use towards in-store purchases, and it's monthly reoccurring till you cancel.
Oh, cancel that right now.
All right, 1 second.
Mm-mm. No, I thought I was just getting a little space heater for shipping and handling for doing the survey.
Yes, ma'am. That has been sent out to you, and that is free. But it does tell you by signing up, you would be enrolled in that membership. But we're going to get you canceled.
Okay.
All right. You're all canceled out.
Yeah. And can I get a refund for my $54?
I can do 35%, ma'am, because it is a valid charge.
Okay, well, do 35% because I didn't see all that. I did a little survey and it said I would get the space heater.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. It is in the terms and conditions, but we've got that refunded and that account is canceled.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Trying to steal your little taste of money. Jeez Louise.
Ma'am, was there anything else I could do for you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm disconnecting calls.